Welcome to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories and discussions from Hacker News. I am Sarah, and joining me as always is Mike.
Hey everyone, great to be here.
Today is Tuesday, July 28th, 2026, and we are covering the biggest stories that hit the front page yesterday, July 27th. This is episode 470, and we have a really fascinating lineup today. It feels like the entire front page was dominated by the realities of living in a post-AI boom world. We're talking about everything from massive new open-weight models to the literal destruction of physical history for training data.
Yeah, it is a heavy tech and AI day. We will be looking at Moonshot AI releasing a massive 3 trillion parameter model, a really cool 3D visualization of how Postgres works, a pretty dystopian story about AI companies shredding rare books, Anthropic clarifying their stance on open weights, and some classic Hacker News drama regarding the bun rewrite in Rust.
Let us kick things off with that massive new model. Moonshot AI just dropped Kimi K3 on Hugging Face, and it rocketed to the top of Hacker News with over 1,300 points. Mike, this is a beast of a model.
Beast is almost an understatement. Kimi K3 is a 2.8 trillion parameter model. It is the world's first open 3 trillion class model. It has a 1 million token context window, native vision and multimodal capabilities, and it is designed for long horizon coding and agentic knowledge work. They are releasing the full weights under their own license, which is a huge deal for the open source AI community.
It really is, but the Hacker News comments immediately zeroed in on the practical reality of this release. A user named Nitpick Lawyer pointed out that just to host this thing, even using their native 4-bit quantization, you need about 1.5 terabytes of VRAM. That puts it right at the limit of an 8-way B200 server setup, though realistically, you would need 16 of them for any decent throughput.
Exactly, which sparked this amazing subthread about hardware hacker culture. A user named Walrus01 brought up a fascinating alternative. Instead of buying millions of dollars in GPUs, what if you just bought a used quad socket Xeon server and stuffed it with 3 terabytes of regular RAM? You can get that set up on eBay for under $30,000.
Right, and the trade-off is speed. You would only get maybe 5 or 6 tokens per second running it on CPU. But for an agentic model where you just give it a massive coding task and come back 6 hours later, that might actually be viable.
But then you have the electricity debate. Another user jumped in saying the electricity cost of running a quad socket server at 100% CPU load for hours would dwarf the API cost of just paying a cloud provider. But Walrus01 countered that they live in an area with super cheap power, like 7.5 cents per kilowatt hour, making it totally worth it for data privacy.
That is such a classic Hacker News debate, arguing about the kilowatt hour pricing in different states to justify a massive home server rack. But it highlights a real shift. These frontier models are open, but they are so large that open does not mean you can just run it on your MacBook. The barrier to entry for self-hosting is becoming industrial.
Speaking of industrial-scale AI usage, let us move to our second story. A user named John Bear posted a link to a project called PG SimCity. It is an independent, non-commercial educational visualization of Postgres internals, built entirely in 3D to look like the classic game SimCity. It runs right in your browser using WebGL2.
It is visually stunning. You can see the checkpointer, the background writer, auto vacuum processes, all represented as buildings and vehicles in a city. But the real story is how it was built. The creator, who goes by Samakvalov in the comments, revealed they built it using Claude Opus 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol.
And here's the kicker. They used approximately 3.86 billion tokens to build it.
Billion, with a B.
Yes, people in the comments were doing the math. At standard API rates, almost 4 billion tokens would cost nearly $20,000. But the author clarified they were on a personal Claude Max 20x plan, so a lot of those tokens were cached or covered under their heavy usage subscription.
The prompt they shared was great too. They basically just told Claude, "You are a veteran Postgres hacker. I want a 3D visualization of how Postgres works for the browser. Imagine we need to build a 3D model of a whole city. Make it modern and super cool." And the AI just went to work.
The feedback was mixed on the UX, though. A lot of users felt there was too much noise. Pop-ups everywhere, flashing lights. One user pointed out that when you use an LLM to build something this complex, you can easily exceed the human capacity to actually parse the visual information. The AI can keep track of 50 moving parts, but the human user just gets overwhelmed.
Still, as an educational tool, it is a brilliant concept.
Someone in the comments mentioned they would love to see this applied to Kubernetes or cloud infrastructure. Using game metaphors like Factorio or SimCity to explain complex state tracking is a huge untapped area for technical education.
Absolutely. Okay, let us transition to a story that generated a lot of outrage yesterday. The headline is AI companies are shredding rare books. This came from a Twitter thread by Hedgy Markets that got heavily discussed on the forum.
This one is rough to read. Apparently, AI companies are bulk buying rare pre-2022 books. Why pre-2022? Because they want pristine training data that is guaranteed to be free of AI-generated text. They use a service called ISBNDB, which facilitates these massive orders. They chop the spines off the books, run them through high-speed scanners, and then literally shred the originals.
And the legal justification is wild. A federal judge apparently ruled this practice is fair use because by eliminating the original physical copy, only one digital copy exists at a time. The companies are forcing clients to sign NDAs and coaching them to call it digital preservation.
The Hacker News community had a really nuanced take on this. Obviously, there was a lot of sadness about destroying physical artifacts, especially rare books that survived wars and fires just to be shredded to train a marketing email bot. But it also sparked a massive debate about copyright law.
Right. A user named Squidbeak said they have limited sympathy for the publishers who sit on works until copyright expires, keeping them out of print. They argued that there is no real need for these books to be rare while under copyright, and complained about the terrible physical quality of modern book printing.
That led to a huge thread about copyright reform. People were arguing that copyright should work more like patents. Give the creator 20 years to profit, and then it goes to the public domain. The idea that a work published today could stay protected for over a century means society is losing access to its own culture.
But on the flip side, users pointed out that shortening copyright to 20 years would just allow massive corporations like Disney to instantly exploit the work of independent authors the second that 20-year window closes. It is a tough balance, but the physical destruction of rare books just feels like a dystopian line we have crossed. We are burning the Library of Alexandria to feed the algorithm.
That actually ties perfectly into our next story, which is about the geopolitical and corporate control of these algorithms. Dario Amodei, the CEO of Anthropic, published a post titled, "Our Position on Open Weights Models."
This was in response to rumors that U.S. officials might ban American companies from using Chinese open weights models. Dario explicitly stated that Anthropic is not advocating for a ban on open weights models. He says models without dangerous capabilities are a public good.
But he did outline what he thinks should happen. He wants to stop selling powerful chips to China, crack down on industrial-scale distillation, where companies use frontier models to train smaller ones, and he wants mandatory safety testing for all capable models, whether they are open or closed.
The Hacker News crowd was extremely skeptical of this post. The top comment by Vhance called out what they see as hypocrisy. They pointed out the contradiction of portraying China as an evil entity while simultaneously suggesting we can cooperate with them on global safety testing.
Yeah, the phrase Schrodinger's China was used. The commenter basically accused Anthropic of just trying to protect their own bottom line. If open models get too good, Anthropic's massive valuation and their $20 a month subscriptions evaporate.
Another user broke down the math on Anthropic and OpenAI's burn rates. They are spending tens of billions on compute and R&D. To actually be profitable, they would need to charge hundreds of dollars a month, not 20. So of course they are terrified of open source models commoditizing their core product.
Dario's argument is that his concerns are strictly national security and preventing biological or cyber attacks. But the HN community feels this is textbook regulatory capture. By pushing for mandatory safety testing on all capable models, you effectively price out open source developers and startups who cannot afford the massive compliance costs.
It is a debate that is not going away anytime soon, especially with models like Kimi K3 dropping on Hugging Face the exact same day. The geopolitical AI race is fully intertwined with the open source versus closed source debate now.
Let us finish up with some classic developer drama. The final story is a blog post by Tom Lockwood titled, "How is the Bun Rewrite in Rust Going?"
For context, a few months ago, Jared Sumner, the creator of the Bun JavaScript runtime, announced they were rewriting Bun in Rust.
and he claimed it was done in 11 days using Anthropic's AI tools, costing about $165,000 in API credits.
Tom Lockwood's blog post took a really critical look at that claim. He cloned the Bun repository and found that it has been 11 weeks since the last Bun release tag. He also found almost 2,500 open pull requests from RoboBun, which is their AI coding agent.
Tom pointed out that at their current CI/CD pipeline speed, it would take 86 days of continuous running just to merge the currently open AI pull requests. He questioned the true cost of this rewrite, suggesting the compute cost for the continuous integration and the human hours spent reviewing AI slop means the project is nowhere near done and way over budget.
The best part of this story is that Jared Sumner actually showed up in the Hacker News comments to defend the project.
He did. Jared said the Rust rewrite actually shipped in Claude code over a month ago, and barely anyone noticed. He admitted the Bun 1.4 release is delayed, but only because he promised it would pass a certain number of Node.js compatibility tests, and they are waiting for those specific PRs to merge.
It sparked a really intense debate about AI coding agents. One user asked Jared directly about the security implications of auto-merging thousands of lines of AI-generated code and shipping it to millions of client machines. What is stopping the AI from hallucinating a backdoor or a critical vulnerability?
Someone replied that Claude code has been writing itself for a long time, so that ship has sailed. But another user shot back asking if that is why Claude code is so buggy right now. People were complaining about the terminal UI freezing, search functions failing, and basic autocomplete breaking.
It is the ultimate reality check on AI hype. Yes, an AI can generate a Rust rewrite in 11 days, but integrating it, testing it, reviewing it, and maintaining it in a massive open source project still requires immense human effort and time. The code generation is the easy part. The software engineering is the hard part.
Exactly. And Tom Lockwood made a great point at the end of his post. He is not anti-AI, but he is exhausted by the management hype cycle where executives think AI is a magic wand that eliminates the need for human maintainers.
That seems to be the theme of the day on Hacker News. We have 3 trillion parameter models and AI rewriting entire code bases, but we are still arguing about electricity bills, broken terminal windows, and whether we are destroying our physical history to achieve it all.
It is a wild time to be in tech, that is for sure.
That is all we have for today's episode of HN Pod. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check the show notes for links to all the articles and discussions we covered today.
Have a great day, everyone. We will see you back here tomorrow for more of the top stories from Hacker News.